Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all very much.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenny.
Thank you so much.
We will begin in a few minutes.
The vocals, Mr. Gintrow, the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment, QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
With Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America, reaching out especially tonight to the Eastern Hemisphere and our friends in Africa and the Mideast and Asia. We are just so glad and happy you're with us tonight. Let's open in prayer, and we will be praying from Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, starting at verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praying from my own words, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the furtherance of your kingdom, and that all our actions and that all we do will be for the furtherance of your kingdom and fulfill your objectives for what you would like to happen in the end times, Lord. We pray for protection for our Christian family and friends while they're having the elections there in Kenya. We pray, Lord, that whatever the result, that your hand will be in it and that your will be done. And for whatever purpose, Lord, that you will work within the Christians there a new maturity that they've never risen to a level before. Help them to grow stronger and to stand taller together with each other for the Word of God, for the principles of God, for following after the kingdom of God and emulating and practicing to live a Christian like Jesus did by the example he gave us in the book of John and throughout the New Testament. We pray for healing, Lord, for those who are sick. We know many people have infirmities around the world and don't have necessarily good medical practice or good food or health or cleanliness because of lack of ability or funds. Lord, we just pray that you would meet the need of each individual. Lord, that you would reach out to the hearts of everyone who listens to this program, and that you would woo them unto you, Lord, by your Spirit. Lord, we just pray that you would put your arms around them and help them to feel the love and protection of God, and to know that whatever happens, that when you are a Christian, it is for the purposes of God, and that there will be just rewards in heaven for those according to how we've lived our life. For we know in the end that everyone will stand before the white throne judgment and give account for our lives and how we have lived our lives. And Lord, we pray that all our listeners will come to know you as their Lord and Savior, become a part of the family, so that when they stand before the white throne judgment, they will hear the words from you, "Enter in, my servant, ye have done well. You are loved, you may participate in the riches of heaven that I have prepared and reserved for you." And we thank you, Lord, for the many blessings. We just pray that you would help us through the trials and the difficult times that life sometimes brings. We know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And because bad things happen to us, it does not mean we're bad. It just means that it's a circumstance in which the glory of God can be shown and demonstrated to those around us while you're working within us to achieve the higher calling that you have for each one of us. And we praise you and thank you for that and everything that you've given and blessed us with. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you're here with me tonight. What a glorious time we spend together each time we're on the radio. Although I can't see you, I hear from some of you from time to time, and I've looked at pictures on your Facebook page, and some of you have emailed and call in, and So I know that many of you are blessed, and the radio program also shows me how many thousands who listen every month. Thousands of people around the world listen to the Word of God through our radio show every month, and we praise the Lord for that and that you listen, and we pray that the Word of God will nourish you and give you spiritual food to be encouraged, to grow stronger, to be stronger in your faith. Although the Bible says if we have faith but as the tiny little grain of mustard seed, we have enough faith to move a mountain. And when we pray in the name of Jesus, things happen, not because we do it, but because God does it. God is all powerful, and when we ask him in the name of Jesus to do things for his glory, he will answer it. Maybe not this moment, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but maybe next month, maybe next year, as he sees that we keep stepping out and walking in faith in the light that he has shined on our path. Stepping out from darkness couldn't be much worse than walking in darkness. You might as well take the step and walk in the light, where God shows you the way to walk, and he's there with you, and gives you the Holy Spirit to be your friend and to guide you. We know that because when we read last year in John, in our study in John, all year the scripture said that. When he went, ascended into the heaven, he said, I leave you the gift of Holy Spirit to be with you, comfort you and guide you, and help you to understand life and the readings of the scripture. And the more we read and ask God to give us understanding, and the closer we get to the end time, the more he will reveal to us. And especially as we are reading in Revelation now, these few months, we will begin to see him reveal and help us to understand the revelation that St. John the Divine received when he was on the island of Patmos. God gave him the vision, and St. John the Divine wrote it down, and it is preserved for history for all of us after him to read it if we so choose. You know, God is a gentleman. He gives us a choice, but oh, I can tell you, it's a wonderful choice when you choose to follow after God. I've been a Christian my whole life, over 60 years. Both of my grandparents on both sides of my family were pastors and ministers, and many throughout my family were pastors and Bible teachers, school teachers, and in the ministry serving the Lord in various ways. My grandmother's sister's son, Ralph Mahoney, started World Map in Burbank, California. And this organization goes out around the world to help teach shepherds or pastors how to tend and pastor to their flocks. And he's been to Africa many times, but he has retired. And now his daughter, Wendy, and her husband, Frank Parrish, do the ministry that he started over 50 years ago in California. And I believe their website is www.world-map.com. It's World Missionary Assistance Plan. Now, there are several with those letters, so make sure you get the one where Wendy and Frank Parrish are the directors. World Map stands for World Missionary Assistance Plan. I believe I'm correct. And I know they will bless you. I know they have been to Africa in their ministering teams many times, but if they can't get there fast enough, you can email them through that website and request the Shepherd Staff. It's a workbook or set of workbooks that teach young people or elderly people as well to become shepherds of their flocks. That's symbolic. It means like pastors or ministers of their church. So a lot of terms in the Bible are metaphors or symbolic. They have a surface meaning and they have an underlying meaning that gives it greater depth and richness to the meaning of it. And it helps to fulfill the understanding for each one of us as we read more and gain the level of understanding intended written in the scripture. Now, the Bible is written on about the 12th grade level. So if you're one who has not graduated from high school, you can still understand and still pick up your reading ability when you read and follow along with me. If you get out your Bible, or if you don't have one now, just listen, but try to make that goal for yourself to get a Bible in English. I taught English language learners for many years in Southern California, and one of the things I did was have them look at the same words I was reading and try to figure out where I was by looking at the words and listening to me read it, and then listen to me explain it. And the more you do that, the more you will understand, the more it will grow and build upon your ability to read and understand English. And I know for many of you, English is your second language. And that's why I do have co-host on many shows throughout the month for those to hear it also in your native language. For those of you who speak Thai, Lao, or Chinese, all of last year's shows are taped and archived in those languages along with me speaking English at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You would scroll down, and if you're wanting to look for the lessons in John, they're all on Wednesday nights only, until later in the year, about April in 2012, I started with our co-host John, who started sharing the book of John in Swahili, which many of you who are listening might know that language. And that starts in about April 2012. But I speak English on every broadcast so that we can make sure we can at least connect around the world with everyone who knows and wants to learn English. That's our goal here, is that many around the world can come together under a similar language to understand each other better and to communicate with one another. And I just praise and thank the Lord for this opportunity to get the message out to you through blogtalkradio.com. And when you find me, Diane Lenning, on that website and find my page, you scroll down and all those dozens of shows are listed, and each one is a bit different. But you might be best to start from the beginning in January or February and write down which ones you've listened to and go in sequence. And then you will get the chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 throughout the whole book in order. And I believe that will give you greater understanding. And take it as a time each week for you to have Bible study and worship with the Lord. We all need that time to develop, feed, and grow our spiritual man to be more like Jesus. And we just praise the Lord for that opportunity. We're going to take a short break and let you listen to and worship the Lord with the song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. And I believe that singer is, yes, Stuart Townsend, that's who I thought. Most of these songs I play you can find on the internet and order them for your own listening enjoyment to download on your computers to listen to it anytime. So that's why I say the name of every song and who sang it. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's worship and enjoy this together. Praise God. Chapters 11 and 12, and we read about the two witnesses and how they were slain, and then in 3 days they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who saw them, and then later we see that they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them and watched them ascend. And then in chapter 12 we found out that the woman clothed in white birthed a child, and travailing in her birth, and pain to be delivered. And then there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, which we found out was Satan himself, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Well, I have my opinion about who that is, but I don't want to say exactly who that is, because there may be people who are listening who might be offended if they live in those areas. But just think about, I'll give you a clue. It says it had 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. So crowns usually indicate countries or kingdoms. So it's probably going to be like 7 to 10 countries, and they've joined together to do the work of Satan. And if you just think about who and what has arisen up in power last year, you would know who that is. But I'm not going to come right out and say it. If you want to find out, just ask the Lord. And you might get hints from other things I say. But I do have my definite opinion on who I think the Red Dragon is, working his evil deeds throughout the world. Just think about where the killing and the evil works of Satan are coming from, and you're going to know where that is. I don't have to name it. If you're alive and listening to the news, you know where Satan is working, and he is going around seeking whom he may devour. But we find out that the woman that was being talked about here in chapter 12 brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So if indeed this child, which could very well be something like the church, God's chosen one, however you choose to interpret that, will probably come back again, don't you think? If it's prophesied they're going to rule all nations. Excuse me. So that is an underlying meaning that may be there. Let's ask the Lord to reveal it to us as we read. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. So many believe that's the first half of the 7-day period of tribulation. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And we know that the dragon and his angels, that old serpent called the devil, who deceiveth the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out of heaven along with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power and authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now this next verse, I'm not reading the whole of what we read last time, but just a few here and there. In verse 11, chapter 12 says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Did you hear that? They overcame the devil, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. When you say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, you are overcoming him. Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You are overcoming him by the name of Jesus. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Understanding and realizing, of course, that our eternal life in heaven is much more important than our physical body here on earth. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. And then woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So this verse back here that I read, verse 6, really alludes to a rapture, where the Christians will be taken away in a place of safety while the judgment rains down on the earth. Judgment having great wrath because he knoweth he hath but a short time. This is the devil showing his great wrath and destruction to those. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And then, oh, I love that part where the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Now, that's symbolism there. And we know that the eagle has represented the United States. And for over 200 years, Christians have been preserved in the country of America because of the founding fathers who set up the form of government to protect Christians and their religious beliefs. So that could be what that means, or at least a part of what it's alluding to. Where she, and if you believe the woman is the church, which is a possibility, is nourished for a time from the face of the serpent. Let's take another short break and enjoy another song, and we'll come back and listen to the next chapter, 13. This is In Christ Alone. Order thee. Christ Alone by Joanne Hogg. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Of love.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's continue our reading in chapter 13 of Revelation. Here we're going to be reading about a beast that riseth out of the sea and another beast that cometh up out of the earth. And we'll learn the number of the beast. Beginning in verse 1, And I, or he, stood upon the sand of the sea. This is John speaking. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Now, we just read in the last chapter, in verse 3, about seven heads and ten horns. This one says seven heads and ten horns. But then the last chapter said, and seven crowns upon his head. We're here now in verse 1 of chapter 13. Instead of seven, it says ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. That tells me that there will be 10 kingdoms or 10 countries that will be the channel, if it will, of the beast and the devil's workings. And ironically, they will have great power, but because of that demonstration of power, they will fool many people who don't understand that it is not the true God, but it is the devil, Satan's beast. Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Now, I've heard many people teach on this over the years, and most people consider the bear to be Russia, or that area, you know, also maybe countries around it. And his feet were as the feet of the bear. Now, the feet of a bear are what make the beast walk or run or move. It provides its locomotion. And his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and many have said that lion represents Britain, so that the Bible is indicating possibly, we'll see when it comes and is fulfilled, that England or Britain will be the mouthpiece of this beast, and the leopard is more or less the body of it that holds the workings, inner workings, such as you might symbolically say the heart, the lungs, the stomach, all of that, the body, the torso of the beast. And so it's going to take them all working together to work the dragon's power as he gives them. And the dragon will give this beast his power and his seat and his great authority. Now, many people used to say when the 10 countries came together for the common market of Europe, that perhaps is who they're talking about here. And it is very possible. We do find that they have joined together and are working together, and they seem to have a lot of power that is given to them from somewhere. Many people think it's the financial banks, but I think they're going to see there's other power that begins to be demonstrated. In verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. So one of those countries is going to look like it's greatly wounded, in fact, deadly wound. But that deadly wound is going to be healed. And then all the world will wonder after the beast. Now, I don't know what exactly that means, but we do know, for example, that Greece is demonstrating one type of deadly wound, and its economy has failed. And then perhaps the devil will heal that economy, and they will wonder at the great power of the beast. And I would suspect that it could possibly be that they will somehow be made whole economically, and they will make some miracle-like happening occur to turn their economies around or something. That's just one thing it could be. But it's going to be obvious to everybody that the power that they have is a little beyond themselves. 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. 4, and they worshipped the dragon, because he gave power and his authority unto them, the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See, so someone's going to be the mouthpiece or the representation of this organism, and who represents them. And they're going to worship him. And who is like unto the beast? They're going to say, is there anybody else like him? He must be special. And who among the world is able to make war with him? Nobody surely could make war with him. Verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power and authority was given unto him to continue his doings for 42 months. That's another 3.5 year period. And so this, they say, is the second half of the tribulation, in which it will become worse than the first half for those living on earth yet. And we find that according to the scripture that those who know the Lord have been taken out from this environment at this point. Verse 6, and he opened his mouth. This person speaking opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So you know when those leaders blaspheme God and speak bad about Christians, they are the mouthpiece for the devil, for the beast. And we've even heard some people mention the beast as if it were some great, wonderful thing, when indeed it is evil. The beast is evil. 7, and it was given unto him, this mouthpiece, to make war with the saints. Well, I think we've begun to feel that, haven't we? And to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So if your name is written in the book of life, you won't be worshiping him. 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity, he shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Now the first beast came up out of the sea, am I right? I believe that's what it said back there. And this one, verse 11, is coming up out of the earth. And he hath 2 horns like a lamb, and yet he spake as a dragon. And that tells me that he's going to be deceitful. He's going to act like he's kind, loving, and a lamb, maybe even the Lamb of God, Jesus, but he's going to speak like a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So he's going to be like an enforcer. And he's going to make people, enforce them to worship the first beast, probably whether they like it or not. Verse 13, and he doeth great wonders, so don't be deceived by that, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So if you see fire coming down from heaven, be careful, that might be that other beast who came out of the earth. 14, and this beast deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles or signs which he had power given to him to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. Well, we know that when we make an image other than God, it's not godly. It's satanly. It's Satan. 15, and he had power, as it was given unto him, to give life or breath into the image of the beast that they made, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So this image they're going to make is going to have the ability to kill people. Now, this beast just could be, one possibility could be, it's some kind of machine, killing mechanism. Oh my goodness. Those drones are killing mechanisms. I don't know if that's it, but perhaps it will be something like that, in which this beast is giving the power to kill people. Because how could one beast, like animal, go all around the earth and kill people? I don't know. See, the beast can represent something mechanized, perhaps a machine that was made. Because it said they made it an image to the beast. 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now this is commonly referred to as the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast is something you do not want to take. If you take the mark of the beast, you are doomed to eternal damnation in the hell of fire. If you are killed for not taking the mark of the beast, you will be rewarded in heaven. And I'm sure you will have a more special reward than those who have not suffered to that degree. Now notice the mark could be in two places. Most of us remember in the forehead, but it could also be in the right hand. Remember, they're wanting to put that mechanism in your hand to, like a chip, to tell everything about you in that chip. And someday they hope to make everyone have those, and you can't do business without it. Doesn't that sound like this? Sure does to me. It's never happened before in the history of humankind, and now all these other things are happening together. And they're trying to desensitize people to give them, it has a safety reason, so that we can tell who terrorists are. Believe me, people, we can tell who the terrorists are without these items in your hand. That's just deceit from Satan, from the beast. The beast. Watch who is in control of that and who tries to put it into people's hands. Watch who that person is. He is indeed the instrument of the devil. 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So there's a mark, or the name, or the number. Now here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666. 666 is the mark of the beast. And for those of you who have researched and heard all these things for many years, we know that some of the numbers with a famous, well-known bank has 666 in its numbers. We've seen this number arise in some other entities or incorporated entities. It's all set up. It's now a matter of putting it in motion, and they've already started it in motion. Now they are hoping to fulfill it. And as you will see, the Ottoman Empire was resurrected last year with the permission of America's president, probably orchestrated by him. Although I don't know that. I'm not all-powerful and all-knowing like God. All we know is what we observe. But we know what he has done and how the result has been the resurrection of the Ottoman Empire, and that it is doing a lot of evil works around the world, killing people with swords. There's your clues. All right. Let's take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to pray for our co-host, John, who is running short of finances to be able to do the things he'd like to do to be able to call in. However, I have sent him money to buy a computer and to call in, but he's having difficulty buying the card because of the election this week and the impending possibility of violence and things are unsafe. So we're going to pray for him that the Lord would protect him and his people and bind the spirits that would come against them in Jesus' name. We'll be praying when we come back. Let's take a break and listen to How Great Is Our God, as sung by Bethany Dillon. How great is our God. We know he is great and all-powerful. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How great is our God.
the name of the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We just pray right now, Lord, for John, our co-host, that you will protect him and all the Christians in that country, in that area, and any country where evil raises its head to try to kill Christians and using elections as a time to do that, to get their way and to gain and maintain power. Lord, we pray you would bind the spirits of evil in the name of Jesus and loose the power of your angel on behalf of Christians and for good and for right. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would help John to keep good health and a good mental set of positive, encouraged mindset, that he will stand in faith and in belief that God will meet his need and the need of the people of his country, Kenya, and of all the countries of Africa and the Mideast and Asia. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, that you love and care about each one of us, no matter who we are, where we live, no matter what our race or ethnic grouping, Lord. You love us, and you want us to be a part of your family. And for those of you who'd like to receive salvation right now and accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior and step out in faith from darkness into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, pray this prayer with me now. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and go your way of walking in the light. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. And I will listen and appreciate the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have sent to us when you ascended into heaven to be our friend, our guide, the one who helps give us understanding and encouragement. And I pray, Lord, for your wisdom and guidance to grow into a mature Christian, into the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for God's best gift, salvation through his Son. And we praise you and thank you for this gift. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Amen, as we say in America. Praise the name of the Lord. That was wonderful. Well, if we had time, I'd go ahead and read the next chapter. Wow, is it exciting. This last chapter was pretty exciting, but there's even more to come that's just as exciting. I think the book of Revelation is probably the most interesting and exciting book I've ever read. It has more mystery and subterfuge, battle, and overcoming. A victor who wins in the end, and yes, it is our God who wins in the end. The devil, Satan, and all his angels will be overcome and will at one point have no more power to harm anyone or to have their way with people of the world. And I know you, like me, look forward to that time when we will rule and reign with Christ. And God's kingdom will be good, loving, kind, meaningful, and totally different than the violence, bloodshed, murder, killing that is demonstrated under the raising of the head of Satan through the beast out of the sea and out of the land. So now, I'm not casting any dispersion on any individuals. You know, whoever is the leader of these countries, it may not even be you when this happens. It may just be that your country and the mechanisms and power of your country are used to put forth the dragon's will. Because we know that Europe has been inhabited by the dragon, and it could be through those mouthpieces that the dragon gives power and a seat of great authority. As we in America have seen, that persons can rise up out of nowhere as surprise individuals who can become leaders of a country against the will of the majority. And that is probably the plan of the end times, unfortunately. We're beginning to see it played out on the stage of life before our very eyes. It is a fulfillment of Scripture, a fulfillment of what God has known from the beginning of time would happen, as he gave in the revelation or the vision to St. John the Divine on the island of Patmos. And we see and have seen many parts of it that have come true and that are coming true before our very eyes. I honestly don't know how anyone could read Revelation and not believe in God. For one thing, all of this was written ages ago, before there was any hint of how and when it would or could happen. So we are living in one way very dangerous times, but in another very interesting, perhaps to some exciting. To those who are yet young, it may not be the kind of life you had hoped for in your lifetime. However, it will lead to a greater time in the afterlife with the Lord Jesus and the Victor, our God, Jehovah God. I'm looking forward to that time when God reigns over all, and I hope and pray you do as well. Well, we've come to the end of another time together. I've so enjoyed this time with you. Reading the scripture is so special. It's, like I said before, one of the most interesting books I've ever read. And I hope it starts to give you great meaning and understanding to what is occurring before our eyes, and that it will bring you closer to God in worship and praise of the Lord and being prepared for the job that he will have for each one of us to do in the end time. We will need to be prepared, prayed up, learning to hear and feel, so to speak, the voice of God, at least know in our spirit when he wants us to act and what to do. Impressions, I like to call them. Impressed of the Lord. And we can experience that as we grow into a mature Christian in the stature of Jesus Christ. God bless you and keep you. I love you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I know that we will one day all be together serving our Lord God. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just enjoy this song together a little bit, the last couple of minutes. Just worship the Lord together with me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise your name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you. Take care. Until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host. God be with you. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. Or good day, whatever time it is of day for you. Bless the name of the Lord. Bye-bye.